We start this week with readers' reactions to the news that the NHS walk-in centre on Rouen Road could be closed. Ian Howell is shocked at the idea. If the centre closes, it's an absolute disgrace. The care support and valuable services offered by the walk-in centre has alleviated the pressure on the NHS and the surgeries across Norfolk immensely, yet the powers that be see it as a surplus to requirements. If we think A&E and the ability to get a doctor's appointment is bad now, if this closes, it will be on. Tutti Frutti McWilliams doubts if the public consultation will make much difference. But those who do use the centre are being urged to share their experiences so health leaders can make an informed decision on whether or not to close it. I'd say that any decision has already been made and no amount of public input will change that. Justin Lewis thinks the walk-in centre should be at the NNN hospital. If I'm honest, I've always thought that the walk-in centre should be at the NNN. Then only the only real emergencies, people arriving by ambulance, etc., go to A&E and everyone else goes to the walk-in centre and are perhaps diverted to A&E if the need arises. NW thinks the idea is absurd. So they want the A&E at the NNN to totally collapse. Marvellous, you could not make it up. And Mrs. Whitlow agrees fully. Are these people brain dead or just playing with their Nintendos or their nail extensions instead of working out what Norwich and the whole of Norfolk needs, which is more long hours, non-registered walk-in clinics? John Walker thinks it's part of a government plan to ruin the NHS. Policy from the top of government down into the break of the... Policy from the top of government down is to break the NHS as it is at the moment and then rebuild it very differently.
Ron Brewer of Cake Street in Old Buckenham wrote in quite a different topic. He's shocked that so many people fill their garages with junk and then have to scrape the ice off the car sitting in the drive. I wonder how much time people have wasted during the recent cold spell by having to scrape all the ice off their car before driving off each morning. Friends seem surprised that I keep my car in the garage, as all theirs are full of junk and things they think they might need so can't throw away. Many new houses are being built without anywhere called a garage, just a biggish space with a large door that only has room to fit in the smallest of modern cars. Some new properties have no garage space at all, and expensive cars have to stay outside in all weathers. The time has come to clear out the junk and put the car away at night. And now, Gaynor will come back to introduce our second set of news stories.